Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Testicles, one, two.
Testies, we're good? Testies, we're good? Right. Testies.
I want to start off the podcast by saying that one nut is bigger than the other. I really just realized that
I think
today.
That's with every guy. I feel like every guy has one nut a little bigger and a little bit lower than the other.
No, but mine is like bad. Mine is like where's the nut?
It's like,
it's like, where is the nut? Where's the nut?
Wait,
go?
So one is like really high
he
up.
Got like a grape
mine,
and a,
yeah, mine
a grape
is
and
like
pee.
Not even dropped. It's just like up. It's weird. I think I have something wrong.
It's like, yeah, it's like a non-descending testicle or something like that.
Sorry, Mariah.
Oh my God.
Wait, but you've never seen a specialist about it?
Or? Yeah, when I was like young, like when
there's
I was 16.
There's a nut lower specialist person?
You know my doctor?
You've seen one?
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess you're saying
maybe, I don't know.
But I bet there is like a doctor who specializes in your testicles. Like a urologist.
I think
he's
just your physical doctor, right? Your doctor that just checks, gives you like a checkup every once a year.
Yeah, when they like bend you over and they pull it from behind to like check on it.
Weird. Mine like actually grabs it and like does a little thing with his nose.
Hey, nasty. Oh my. All right, roll the intro, baby. It's coffee toe.
It's coffee toe, baby. Yeah.
Woo.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your we got to come up with like something that we say every single time.
Yeah, it's got to be a solid catchphrase, yeah. Like that's a go-to, and it just.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane,
and I'm your other host, Heath.
And today we're bringing the juice and the funny,
like always, baby. That's what we do every time.
Is that good?
Yeah, I like that.
But it has to be more like smooth. It's gonna be a little more smooth than that.
I liked right. it.
To what we were talking about from before. When I went to see like, that doctor that told me there was something wrong with my nut, he also told me that there's a chance that I may not be able to have kids.
Oh,
which is crazy. I don't know how he like knew that or like how he
Zane
tested
tells
that
to girls. He's like, no, I don't need to wear a condom. My doctor said I can't have kids.
Wait, you're just really? I've been your friend. We've been your friend for years, and we've never heard of this.
I don't believe it. I don't think he was right.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, he's a fucking doctor.
No, like he went like this. One, he looked at my nuts and goes, "Yeah, you might not be able to have kids." How do you fucking see?
Wait,
how can you
what?
See that and say that? Yeah.
If I was told that I might not be able to have kids, you wouldn't hear the end of it from me.
That would affect me really hard.
I would bring it up like every week.
I said, "Fuck them kids. I don't need any."
All right. You know what, baby? Honestly, maybe it's a good thing that Zane can't have kids.
Yeah. Right. I'll just adopt.
That's great.
So sad.
I don't believe it though. I need to go one more time and see. Like,
how much though? Like, I've always wanted to know how much it is to like store your sperm. Like, what's a storage fee on I'd like want to freeze my sperm now just in case I'm not able to have kids in the future. But I'm like, oh, good thing I like stored.
Oh, you can. You could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got mine in the fridge.
You do.
I should. Mine should have happened when I was 7. Oh. Get the freshest, just in case.
Can you bust a nut at 7?
I don't know.
You know, I busted a nut. I think the first time I busted a nut was in 6th grade.
Oh, my God.
You're getting the juice, all right? Oh, my God.
Well, speaking of bust a nut, I think I have some on my shirt. What is it?
Oh,
is that?
Ew.
Wait, is that toothpaste?
It's toothpaste.
Wait, did you get toothpaste, like, on the couch or something?
Oh my!
I don't know.
He is not brushing his teeth on the couch, Matt. Like, he's so naive.
I put my hand out on the couch earlier today. There was like toothpaste all over it.
Oh, it probably just got all over the place. Oh my zippers.
Pause for technical difficulties.
It's gross. Okay, guys, look. I want to share something with you guys. So I have a chronic disorder. I have Echochlamydia. Echophilia.
Echocalia
is where you repeat, you always repeat when someone says something. So someone will say something and you always have to repeat it.
Guilty!
It's basically the meaningless repetition of another person's spoken words as a symptom of a psychiatric disorder. But it's not always like a disorder. It's just this like habit of speech where like, if your friend says something funny, Zane usually will just repeat what you said back to you.
I do it a lot.
What do you mean though?
Like you'll say, like imagine you say something.
Uh-huh.
Like
you'd be like, you can go like, nah, not today. And Zane will go,
nah, not today.
I can see that. Well, I mean, I feel like everybody does that. Everybody does it with like, she looked like every other bitch.
Everybody
in the room will like repeat it. It'll be like the Pelicans, like the
mine.
She looked like every other bitch.
Well, I think Zane though does it like an abnormal amount.
But Mariah, you do it a lot too, right?
I get called out for it a lot. I wasn't conscious of it until people started calling me out. They were like, is it just me or does Mariah just repeat everything everyone says?
Oh my god, you just did it on purpose.
Yeah. Okay.
My like one of my like first girlfriends that I had like seventh grade, she like would do it all the time, like repeat everything I said, because she was just like trying to be like cute and flirty back, but it would drive me insane. Like I would just be like, sorry. Oh my god, that cat's so fat. She'd be like, ha, that cat's so fat. And I was like,
that's weird.
But it was just, she would do it all the time. And you know how like you're like awkward and young, it's like your first like little relationship, and then you realize you kind of don't like them anymore and you start focusing on all their like annoying things. That would drive me insane. I'm like, all she does is repeat what I say. I can't stand it. I have to get out of this relationship.
I feel like I would have noticed. I mean, I've noticed like stuff like I just
because
mentioned,
we don't do it a lot, but like I'll be watching the podcast and I catch myself doing it like twice.
Really?
Like, where you see something, I'll say it right
do
after.
I do it
I don't
not
think
really.
So.
No, not as much as Zane does.
But you get a
so
lot
so you
of,
like know you like,
I notice it because of that girlfriend I had in seventh grade where I just know it's like one of my like
gotcha.
Least favorite like
I think the only time
or habits
you
I
repeat something is if it's like a meme.
Yeah
like the
But like if somebody's being funny, like I'll repeat what they said.
Yeah.
I don't know for no reason. Like it's just like a natural thing.
Kind of like a tick?
Yeah, like a tick.
But it's not even like a tick. I do think like it makes you feel like, I guess, a related or on the same page as like another person. Like it is so funny and you're affirming that it was funny by expressing it back through your own words.
Because I feel like just laughing isn't enough. I want them to feel really good.
I have a hard time laughing. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I used to laugh at, like, every... I would just be like, ha, 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 ha. And now I just feel like... Not that I don't think something's funny. I'll think it's funny. I just... I don't know. I have a hard time, like, vocalizing a laugh.
I do
like,
a lot of... I find a lot of shit funny, but I do a lot of fake laughing, too.
Me
I do
too.
A lot of fake laughing.
Me too.
I do it for all of Heath's vlogs. I do.
Right. Thank you. Baby, a fake laugh is better than no laugh.
Zane can have the best fake laugh in the world, though.
Yeah,
like,
I'm really good at fake laughing.
Zane can be talking to somebody he hates, and they're like, I'll be like, why are they so funny to you? And he's just like...
Yeah, I fake laugh a lot, too. But like, if I'm watching a comedian, it could be somebody that I really, really like, and I could sit there and not laugh the entire time.
Right, like if I'm watching
TV... I can like
smile.
Yeah, I'll like force myself to laugh, but...
No, like, I'll laugh. Yeah, I'll laugh if I'm watching.
If I'm home alone watching a comedian,
I
don't
laugh.
Oh, I laugh.
Like,
I only laugh for Sebastian Maniscalco. That's the only one.
He's hilarious.
Yeah,
I've never heard of him.
Oh my god, you'll love him. He's
you don't know
so
who he
funny.
Is.
You know who Sebastian is?
Maybe I know his face.
But yeah, I just don't. I don't know why. I appreciate stuff that's funny.
Oh yeah. Of course.
Yeah, that's what like. Me, Matt, Mariah, and Carly, is it the four of us? We have a chat where we send each other like funny memes and shit.
Uh-oh. Don't tell them.
No, I know.
But I would never send you something like that. I only send you cars and fights.
That's all I send them, cars and fights.
Like, for some reason, Heath and I love watching World Star Hip Hop fights.
Those are my least favorite type of videos.
What's crazy is they're like 45 minutes long, and you'll just like sit there and just... And then it'll auto-load the next one, and I'll just get hooked, like,
I don't
all
know what
night.
It is. I don't know what it is. I don't like watching, like, boxing matches, but I love watching those street fights.
It's because it's so real and
It's raw.
There's just no talent behind it. It's just people doing everything that they can to try to knock somebody out. It's so funny.
Man. Did you guys enjoy watching BattleBots when we showed you?
Oh yeah, so fun.
That's my type of.
I would
right
love
there,
to
baby.
Go and watch person watch that shit.
We put on like jerseys like with like the BattleBot.
Imagine each of us on each end, just like, all right, let's go.
We should try That'd to build sick. A BattleBot. We're not smart enough.
Nah.
Never mind.
We could barely we barely do this fucking setup.
We could rent one.
We,
I know.
We.
Oh, by the way, did you guys hear on our last podcast? I saw comments and then I went and watched it.
No.
As soon as we started talking about China and TikTok, it like went.
Yes.
Did you hear the static? It was crazy.
I don't know if you could tell in my face, but I was trying to low key figure out what was going on, but I heard it in my headphones.
What? Oh, you heard it as we're. I thought it only.
But the only thing I did to get it to stop, there was me and Matt's phones were here, so I just slid them over, and then it went on for a while, and then it stopped. So I don't know if it was too much electronics or something, but it was weird that that was at the same time.
It's. I think they're listening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Did
Hey, we got fans in China.
My Alexa started taking pictures of me in the kitchen.
What? No way.
Dead ass. I was literally in the kitchen. I was on a phone call.
Just butt naked, just cooking an egg.
I was on a phone call, and I was looking out like. The window to the backyard, and I was sitting there, and then I turned around real quick, and it was taking a picture of me, and I was like, what the fuck was that?
Like the sound went off, right?
Yeah. And like I walked over and there was a picture of me, and I was like trying to get the picture. I was like, take a picture. And like it didn't like wouldn't open up the picture, and I was like,
so it just took pictures, but it wasn't storing them
anywhere. I didn't even know the thing could take a picture or have like a camera roll of pictures.
So do you think it's someone on the other end taking these
pictures? I don't know.
We still have weird. The picture. The picture's on there. I could put it up.
It is really crazy. Weird.
Was it like
it's just like the back of him. It's the back of Heath.
Was it like an Amazon so stylist or whatever being like, nice outfit today, but maybe you could use this.
Looks good. Try this out. Yeah. No, it was just like I would never say, Alexa, take my picture. Like there's no way that it remotely heard anything close to that.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Oh, guys, by the way, I had a really weird day the other day. It was just like an off day. All day. The end of the night at David's, I tried to pretend David was running over my foot.
So I
took off my shoe and threw it under his wheel, and I missed it. So I went down to grab my shoe. I grabbed my shoe and went back up, and David was still backing up like fast, and his side view mirror hit the shit out of my fucking head, like clipped the top of my head.
He was going fast,
dude,
backwards.
Fast.
But it was just so funny that Zane was trying to joke around and act like he got his foot run over. It literally does that, bends over to pick his shoe back up, and just gets slammed in the head.
I hope that, because David has a webcam outside of his house that caught that, but we don't know if it like still, if like it
we
recorded
it. We need to check
it.
The memory and see if it's still on it.
Because it it looks so funny.
Either way, your blood is still on the...
You want to know what's really funny? You were like, oh, it hurts. And you were like, check it out. Can you see if it's bleeding? And I jokingly was like, oh my God. Yeah, he leaking. Just to like, because I didn't think it was going to be bleeding.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get you like worked up thinking you were bleeding. But then I looked and then I see blood dripping. I was like, oh my God, he really leaking. Yeah. Like
the way it felt, it almost felt like a basketball hit me. It didn't hurt that bad. But he was backing up really quick. It was just like a shock.
It was like just at the corner. It was like the edge of the mirror.
Yeah.
Like it was at a point. And that skin is so thin that if you just get like...
Just nicked right at the top of it.
As soon as I saw the blood, I was like, fuck my fucking hair plugs.
Yeah.
Like because it clipped right on where I got it. And in my head was like, I just ruined the entire fucking thing. Like, I'm done.
It was funny because we had like already, we got home from, I don't know where we were at that night, but you and me were like getting kind of mad at each other in the car. And I was like,
but
we're all good. We're all good. It was just
I actually went home that night and went to sleep. And in my head was like, was that karma?
I don't know. Exactly. Because we get home, like I go into David's house and I'm sitting there. I'm a little steamed from me and Zane yelling at each other. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, where is everybody? Why is nobody coming in? And I go outside and blood is coming. It's just coming down Zane's face. And I was like,
you smiled. You said,
Matt's low key
like. Well, like first I was just annoyed. I'm like, are you serious? So we're going to have to go to the hospital right now. I'm going to have to be taking care of Zane with this little stitches and head. Like
so nasty. I hurt myself.
I know. I did care, but I didn't. It was sad because I didn't care as much as I should have. I literally, that's when really it was fun. Happening, that's I was funny. Just like, I went quiet and I went and sat down on the couch.
I felt bad.
I apologized
because...
to Matt later.
No, it's okay. Yeah, you did apologize, but it's okay. I apologize for.
Oh, I wish we could talk about what we were fighting about.
I know.
Oh! It was so dumb. Me and Mariah were in the back. We were just like.
Oh no! I don't want to talk about that. No, that situation was dumb. I'm talking about just the whole thing. It's just like fucking crazy.
It's just not.
Also, like usually, yes, you're reckless when we go out, but you were actually the DD and you weren't.
Yeah, I was like fucking.
And like it was the end of the night. We were all just gonna go into David's and then grab our stuff and leave. We were ready to go home, and you were just literally joking. The joke was over. You went to clean up your joke. pick up.
That's crazy. Okay, I caught it. I caught it. I'm noticing now.
He was gonna repeat.
Ecophilia check.
Ecophilia.
You know what's crazy is that the last time I did that, I was the last time I hurt myself in the head, I was kidding. I was pretending that Stas pushed me off the bed, but I ended up actually falling and yes. hitting my fucking head. I was pretending David ran me over. And
then you got ran over.
I got ran over.
You got to stop making the jokes.
I just got to stop leaving my house. I think
you're
I just
fragile
need to stay
like
home.
Glass, man.
Yeah. But everyone, often. Like, if that happened to anybody else, everyone would be like, oh my God, are you okay? But it was just so normal.
We just
that
so on
it happened
brand.
To
we
me.
Keep yeah. Zane in a helmet.
Yeah.
Just at all times.
You know the SpongeBob helmet? The one that looks. That's what I mean. At all times.
Are you going to get a checkup?
I actually did call my hair doctor. I called my hair doctor about it, and she said just to send pictures should be fine. But if you want to feel better, just come in and we'll check it out. But I think it's fine. I think it's just like a normal cut, but it's on my head. But
yeah, you're good.
It should be fine.
If
I put
anything,
peroxide
you lost,
on
like,
it.
Like 3 hairs. You're good. Ain't no thing.
Imagine it like fucks up my hair. It like split, does this weird split where it just like.
It puts like a wicked cow lick right there.
Yeah. Like, oh no.
Oh fuck.
Oh, that's really
yeah,
funny.
No, I really do need to like watch myself though. It's crazy. I hurt myself so fucking much. Like I feel like I'm gonna die one day.
You're
like
just,
that's how
I'm
gonna
reckless. Die. You're just reckless.
But like moments like that, I just feel like it's not reckless. I'm just an idiot. Like that was me. Like when I got hit, okay, that was so stupid.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think, yeah.
Like, I would have never put myself in a situation where I was like, he's going to run over my foot. Look, David. And he's, like, fully backing up, like, and you're behind the car, like.
And knowing, like, if anybody else was driving, that wouldn't have happened. But David's just, he doesn't care, too.
He's like if you're going to stand there, you're going to get hit.
You're
going to
get
move.
Hit, yeah.
Like, it's on you.
I really
video of Heath crawling on top of David's car. Drive down Sunset.
Yeah, right.
Drive
you
down
too,
Sunset.
Bitch.
Just
when
go.
You fucking drink, you're worse than me. You're an invincible
yeah.
when you're
like,
drunk.
Zane's reckless, sober, and drunk. And then when you're drunk, you're the same way. Sober, you're very like level-headed.
That's why I can't drink. I literally turn into like
the Hulk,
a stuntman. I think I'm
like a hyena.
Yeah,
it's bad.
But you never get hurt though. I'm always the one getting hurt.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever been hurt.
I think like... I'm just a little bit more agile, so yeah. That kind of helps me.
But it's good. I'm getting like I feel like my body's getting immune to these. You know, it's like fucking battle scars.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly. I have so many cuts on my fucking head though. If I was bald, it would just be cuts everywhere, just scars all over the place.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Man.
Can we talk about you with your rash decisions?
My rash is. Oh yeah. So I decided. So. Matt, Todd, and I, we're trying to find a place to rent because our lease is up, but like there's nothing around in our area.
It's crazy because there's so much to rent, but nothing is like good.
Good. It's you're spending so much money and you get nothing in return.
It's terrible.
It's fucking crazy. And it's only in LA. You look anywhere else in the world, go on Zillow and just go anywhere else but LA and you get mansions for what we're spending. But we get like,
I mean,
I'm not talking about Heath's house. Heath's house is like really nice. I'm talking about like what we've been seeing on Zillow. Like yeah. It's just, it'll be like $8,000 a month and it's like you get literally a shoebox. It's
bad.
Bad.
And bottom line is we're all trying to move into the same area just for work.
Yeah, we want to be yeah. close. And like,
but and we're not being picky. It's just like it's you don't want to spend this much money on a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. Like it's just like not.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Like that's why I moved out here because I was like, it's just so much.
Yeah. And it's not even LA. It's where we live, because if you go to like Granada Hills, you go anywhere with the price you're paying
yeah.
for, you get a lot.
Yeah, you're getting what you're paying for.
Anywhere. It's like it's fucking nuts. So
Zane got really frustrated.
We can't find a rental. We can't find good rentals that we like. So decided, I want to buy a house. I made this decision
yesterday. Yesterday, we're sitting on the couch. He's like, I can't find a house. I'm going to buy a house. And I was like, what? He's like, I can't find a rental, so I'm just going to buy one.
I got showed a house. What was it, today?
Today.
Today. And I think I'm going to buy it.
He's literally,
after one day, I made a decision to buy a house a day and a half ago.
You were inside the house looking at it, getting the tour, and you call us and you're like, I'm going to get it. I want it.
I get it.
I think I'm going to buy
it's
it.
A great, it's a really great house, though. It's but I remember beautiful. Waking up and I could hear Zane like in the other room on the phone being like, I'm going to buy this house. I'm going to buy it today. And I'm like, well, it looks it's like gorgeous. Zane's buying the house.
Yeah, because I want to have the mindset of like, if you want it, just go get it. Don't think twice about it.
Get it and regret it, baby. That's what we do.
That's like, I don't know. Like, that's how when I got my car, I was like, I didn't want to think twice. I was like, I'm just going to fucking get it because I want it. You know? So, and that's what I'm going to do with this.
Keep living by that.
But you know what? Like, I bought the house last time. I sold it and I made money on it. You know, like I made the right decision in the end and I got to live there for free.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you giving me that face?
No, it's true.
I think
it's
I made
true.
A really good decision. Like, maybe it wasn't the best at the time, but like it ended up being a good decision.
Yeah, it worked out.
Right. Yeah.
So baby, buy it tonight. What the fuck? Wrap this up.
No,
let's go buy a house.
No. You're talking about me. Heath once is already looking at his fifth car.
So it's me under the bus now.
It's both of y'all. Both of y'all just get so excited right before they're about to spend money on something or just buying something new.
I don't spend that much money. You look at me right now.
It's the personality highs on how good of a mood you guys get in. I'm always like, damn, they're in a good mood. And I'm like, oh, because they're about to buy something new. It's always this next thing.
It's like, traveling too. And Heath and I are like, you know what? Let's travel.
Oh my God. We were at dinner the other night. Matt was just like, what's going to make me happy? Yeah, let's do it.
Like, what's your next fix? Just come on.
It's a fix.
My parents used to call it flavor of the month. So that would be some. I was into paintball guns. I would just sit on and I'd be at the computer for hours. Look, I could tell you everything about the paintball gun. And she'd be like, you're not going to get it. What? Stop looking. I just like window shopping.
Yeah,
that's really fun.
Like
that's fun.
I window shop, but I literally don't go into the store. I literally am looking at what's in there and that. Like, I have self-control. You're learning to have control, but you both have really bad self-control.
Yes.
I do the complete opposite. I don't even go to the store. I just buy it.
He buys it online.
Before I see it.
No, but like a couple months ago, Heath rode his manager's dirt bike in a parking lot. And then Christmas, we both get dirt bikes. And then he goes snowboarding once. I got to buy a snowboard. I need a snowboard.
No. Okay. Let me explain. Snowboarding. I went once, I really enjoyed it, and I rented. And it was like $150 to do the whole rental gear. And we went again, and I was like, I enjoyed it even more. And I was like, this is something I'm going to be doing more often. It's not going to be my only time. So I was like, instead of me renting a third, a fourth time, I might as well spend $700 on the gear. I know. But in the long...
Everyone's just rolling their eyes.
I bought a snowboard, I bought the boots, I bought the pants, I bought the jacket. And now I can go whenever I want and I don't have to rent and keep paying.
No, I get it, but it's just so funny that it's like so quick to be like, let's do it.
Also, like the iPad.
Oh, the iPad.
That was you.
Y'all bought an iPad.
He copied me.
I immediately bought it after and I'm returning because I don't use it.
Are you serious?
I haven't used it once. I'm returning
it. I use mine every single day.
Yeah, Heath uses it more than his laptop.
Every day.
What do you use it for?
I edit all my pictures on it. I drag and drop footage, send files.
You can literally get rid of your laptop and you'd be fine.
Hold on, really?
I don't use my laptop.
Oh, I love my laptop. I use my laptop every day.
Yeah.
I should be editing.
He goes to return it. He's just like, puts it back in the box.
I'm really bad. I'm so indecisive. I'm the most indecisive person
indecisive
in the entire world.
Impulsive, though.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm sometimes indecisive. Well, if there's something I really want to buy, I usually wait 2 weeks to see if 2 weeks later if I still want to buy it.
Nope.
And then if I still want it, then I buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then after you keep thinking about something for a while, you realize you don't want it as much as you did a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
But if you still have it strong, that's when you should buy
it. So you're saying if I've been wanting this car for the last 3 years, I should probably do it.
No. Because I don't think you have enough space for another car, Heath.
No. I'm not gonna get it. I just really enjoy cars. That's all.
You have two of the best cars
I know, ever. I know, I know. And I'm very grateful for them. Oh, stop. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, right.
No, no, no. Can I just explain for a second? Okay. Because I need to... Y'all don't believe me.
I do. I love you.
I have a truck. I love you too, Bubba. I have a truck that is gigantic, and it's a monster truck, and I live in LA, and there's no parking, and it's huge, and I don't fit into a lot of garages because it's too tall.
Why so didn't you then, think of that before you bought the car?
I didn't know it was
impulsive.
Be-
No, you knew it was going to be big because you had problems with Big Red. Yeah, so you got a bigger truck?
I needed a truck. I like having a truck. I couldn't have done my house if I didn't have a truck.
That's true.
But like, and then everybody else wants to borrow it when they need a truck. So, you know, I remember that.
I mean, that you are like that. That is like it's your nice responsibility, though.
It's, right.
Yeah, it's yeah. nice to have a truck.
So I also have the Lamborghini, which is equally... as impractical. I love the thing. It's my favorite thing. But it's hard going up steep driveways and you don't want to slam miles on it. I'm just
Is Heath whining about having a Lamborghini?
No, I'm not whining at all. I love it.
We need to change this podcast to Zane and Heath privileged.
I'm just saying, work with me here a little bit.
No, I get it.
It is crazy to think about, like, if he found the perfect house in Studio City and it's a steep driveway, that car's not getting up there. He can't get the house.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That's, like, it's insane that, like, a driveway is, like, such an important, that's, like, the main priority.
Yeah.
Also, the truck doesn't fit into a lot of driveways because it's big.
Or garages.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts. So crazy. Okay, well, Matt, you said that Bad Baby got a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, she did get a tattoo. I don't even know if it's that interesting.
I thought you were going to say Bad Baby, like, reached out.
No, Bad Baby got a tattoo. I just can't believe a 16-year-old gets tattoos. Like, you can do that.
I can't believe parents are signing off on this.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, weird.
Because you can't legally get one until you're 18.
Right.
Yeah.
So if your parents say, yes, you can, then...
Uh-huh.
But I guess like ear piercing, like you can get your ears pierced when you're a kid as long as your parents say yes to it, right?
I just don't think tattoos are a big deal. I just remind the kid, hey, this is permanent. Like,
I know
sure
that.
Really
I know this is permanent.
This.
If I got a tattoo that I wanted when I was 16, I regret mine and I got them a couple years ago.
Wait, and what tattoo is that?
All of them.
Yeah, all mine are really bad too.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have a fucking slug on my wrist.
That one's cute though. That one's cute. I like that one.
I like that one too.
I like it too, but the placement. I cried the next day after I got this. I sat up in bed. I looked down and I bawled my eyes out.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
but you didn't bawl your eyes out after fucking Luis.
It's because those are covered, dude. I looked down and I saw this. I was like, I didn't want it on my wrist. And Scott was like, do it on your wrist, man. It's cool. You can cover it with a watch. And I was like, all right.
So Scott's responsible for your hand tattoo.
And this one. God, this one irks
me. That's the worst one out of all of them. I can't believe you guys got that.
Okay, so
that was recently, too.
For those of you listening, I have a slug. And underneath the slug, it says God Loves Ugly. It's for an MC named Slug. He is the rapper in Atmosphere. Okay. I'm explaining why I got it. So
I like that one. That one's cute though.
God Loves Ugly.
The deal one
is
so
song.
Fucking stupid.
And then I have deal on my thumb, so when you shake my hand and we make a deal, it says deal.
No. Every time Scott goes out, he gets a tattoo, or he wants to get a tattoo.
It's being, dude, alcohol's the worst fucking thing in the world.
I like alcohol.
I almost got a tattoo one time when I was drunk and I had signed the papers and I was walking over to the booth and then I was like, nope.
You've never had a tattoo.
No, I've never had a tattoo.
What was the tattoo supposed to be?
The word cool.
Oh, God.
Never heard of it.
It was like the word cool, and I thought we were going to get it like on our foot. It was, and then I started complaining about the font because it was like all lowercase, but I wanted it to be all uppercase. So they were like, no, it lowercase looks better. I'm like, it looks like coal, or it looks like...
You
cod.
You don't look like you like need tattoos though. You shouldn't get any tattoos.
What are you trying to say, Zane?
I don't know. I just feel like tattoos don't fit you.
Yeah.
I think you're
imagine
like, good
him
clean.
With like a neck tattoo, like roses.
That'd
on
be
his
crazy.
Yeah, I can't see you. It's
roses on
yeah,
my
saying,
neck.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like people who wear like.
I think it's the way you dress. You dress really just white. So I feel like tattoos would.
What is white dress
just
like?
Proper like just I don't know it's just you dress like you're in a frat,
you dress like every other
what's
thing.
It
every
other
there we go again
ecophilia
sorry guys bear with us
he keeps pronouncing it
it gets worse and
you
worse
can repeat
every time.
Everything except the word correctly.
Oh, she let my every other beat
it's just something about repeating it
half
good.
Of the shit that we say all comes from TikTok. That app is fucking poison.
Toxic.
So toxic.
What's worse, alcohol or TikTok?
I don't know. Because alcohol, like, you can, like, make sure it's that time of day where you know that you're drinking. TikTok can suck you away from your day getting productive. True, you know what I mean? Like,
I was in bed until 3 p.m. watching TikTok.
Also, yeah, TikToks keep you up later.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Do you think that's why it's called TikTok? TikTok.
Oh,
you've been on that
sucks
app
up
for
your
a long time.
Do you ever watch TikTok and you just get like, just really like, ugh, okay, I'm sick of it.
Yes.
Like fatigued by it.
It hits you like a wall. Like it's like, done.
Like nothing can make me laugh. Like very rarely, but or I don't know. It's just like, because I've been looking at it for too long, you know?
Didn't somebody, I think Matt might have said it, but it knows the video that you're looking for, but it won't let you get there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it knows, like, what type of video would make you laugh or you'd be looking for.
Because
it's geared towards you.
Your likes, too. Like, whatever
you're
liking.
Yeah, so it'll make you keep scrolling, and it'll kind of tease you with, like, little videos that you like. And then it makes you wait for that one to keep you on longer.
And then if you really like one sound like a few times, then it will keep giving you those sounds. But sometimes like Zane won't know certain TikTok sounds that I know. This sounds so weird.
Yeah.
But like I'm like, have you seen that one? Do you know what I'm talking about? He's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, weird. Like, I don't know.
We do get completely
That's
different.
The same with like Instagram. I think everybody on Instagram sees my explore page. I'm like, how do you guys not see all these cars?
You know,
like I'm like, you guys are seeing this, right?
I want to talk about my hygiene. I think it's so funny. Like I go to Matt with so many questions about my hygiene. So like I just never know what vitamins to take. I never know what like all I know how to clean myself is just showering and soap and water. That's it. That's how I clean myself. But like you have to moisturize, you have to fucking use do you get what I mean? Like it's
No. It makes sense. You're explaining it perfectly, but it's funny because we go into like Walgreens the other day, me and Todd, because we needed to buy like body wash and stuff. Uh-huh.
They just know what to get, and I'm just like, hey guys, like what?
Baby, that's because they go grocery shopping and they go to the stores and they do this shit.
Zane's like,
Zane's the type to have the 5-in-1. Like,
yeah, 100%. Just have everything in one bottle.
Conditioner, face wash, body scrub.
Zane buys mouthwash, and then he like takes like a rinse of it, and he's just like, you can hear him just gargling like so loud throughout the house because he's just having mouthwash for the first time in months. And then he comes down, and sees Mike and I, and goes, guys, smell my breath. Smell this. And I'm like, Zane, you're like, Zane is like a kid who like brushes his teeth and is like, Mom, I brushed my teeth and you didn't tell me to. I didn't. Look at me, Mom.
You're saying
this
completely wrong. Okay, no, I use Listerine every day. So I use Listerine.
Yes,
that's my mouthwash. So I got a new one where it's like, it's for like really bad breath. I don't have really bad breath, but like I figured, why not get the one that's for really bad breath? That means it's probably stronger. So I got it.
No,
Natalie,
that makes sense.
Natalie, I've used it for the first time in Natalie's bathroom. So Natalie, I think Natalie has bad breath because she uses the same mouthwash too.
And that's the tea.
And then, there's a special way you got to do. So you got to like wash in your mouth for a minute and then gargle it for 30 seconds for it to fully work or something like that. So I did that and I got really excited. I was like, guys.
Come downstairs. Like.
But I use mouthwash every day. I got excited using this new one.
That's funny.
That's cute.
But
no, it's cute.
Really
it's
funny.
Cute.
I did come down like a kid. Like, guys.
He's like, smell my breath. I'm like, Zane, you're just so excited that you bought mouthwash. But he's just like, look at me being clean. I need to tell all of you that I did it. Like, it's just.
Like, Matt has like 18,000 like different supplements and vitamins. Like, I never know what to take. You know?
Okay.
We don't take anything.
You don't take anything?
Sometimes like taking all these vitamins and all these pills and shit, I don't really know about all that.
Yeah,
like, I
Zane,
feel like
you're fine.
I feel like
I
if you're
oh, I thought I was the only
if
one
you're eating right, if you're eating right, you're drinking water, you're not, you know, doing bad shit, I feel like you're fine. Unless you have like a malnutrition, like if you're like body's low on iron or something.
I always gotta take a men's daily vitamin.
My body's low in everything.
I take a one a day.
Yeah,
but
no, that's what like yeah. But then I take like Alpha Brain and like Shroom.
Oh
tech.
My god, we need to start
no,
taking
it's
that.
Literally, no, he takes literally like smart pills. It's like smart pills.
Like,
it's
do you have
oh, so he's
brain.
Cheating?
Do you have
he's
like
a cheater?
It's just nootropics. Like they really don't like
do
make
you, like,
that
right. It's just
like,
nootropics,
yeah, right?
Oh, like an old granny case. Like
he's actually fucking stupid. But he just
we take away his pills and he's just.
What is 2+10?
Oh, busted.
The one gummy that I did try, I forget the brand, but they were Focus gummies. And I don't know if it just like
I
mentally I was like, it's working.
Or I was just taking them just
I thought they would help with my memory and like staying focused, because I'm like squirrel, like I'm really, really bad. I feel like they worked, but maybe
it's like a mental thing. But you didn't even know
that you roll it.
It helps me memorize TikTok dances.
Yeah. So. No more TikTok. No more TikTok on this podcast. That's
enough,
it.
Enough TikTok.
TikToking about it.
I've had enough. Oh, guys. There's something about like Lizzo. People are bullying Lizzo. And like really? On Twitter. So Lizzo was like, all right, guys, I got to get off Twitter, blah, blah, blah. You guys, like, I've had enough. And then, but it was like a news station talking about this, and they put like one of the tweets up on TV.
What was the tweet?
It was like, drop Lizzo, plan B, drop Lizzo to Iran. It was awful. Drop Lizzo to Iran.
Oh,
and it was just,
shit.
It was awful, but like, but when they put it up on the screen, it was like, why would you put that up?
That's not even funny though.
Wait, I like her. What's wrong?
Yeah, I don't know why people are hating her.
Oh, like, I love
people,
her.
People,
but
are
they're making
nasty.
Fun of her. They're making fun of her size, which is weird to
so
me.
Stupid.
I thought there was like, I thought so people were stupid. So against like people body shaming, but for some reason, people are just really attacking her for her weight. I don't.
She's
get
been around
it.
For how long? What like?
I really her music's good
she's
too.
Insane.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
She's had a hell of a year. I mean,
yeah,
she's killing it.
That's probably why she's getting a lot of shit, because she's doing so well, like really quick.
Oh,
I feel like when people blow
up,
people love to shit on people that like blow up quick. So.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. Yeah, she's the best.
Anybody that like doesn't like her, you're canceled. That's it.
You know why she dresses like that though, right?
Yeah, to
so that people don't judge her for the way. No one knows what her body actually looks like. Like, so people don't judge her for what she, which is great.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Do you want to hear a crazy story? Yeah. This is like random off topic, but I've been wanting to share.
Let's hear it.
This story.
Is this the teacher
on this
story?
Podcast? Yes, we never get around
to
it.
What?
When I got my,
it's been on the list for like 4 weeks.
This happened to me in high school with my Spanish teacher.
Him getting fired or some shit?
Well, I got my Spanish teacher fired.
What?
This is my fault.
On purpose?
Thumbnail face.
Good.
No, not on purpose, but okay, so when I was I think I was a freshman or a sophomore in high school, I was taking Spanish too. So we had the Spanish teacher in our class, and she was sweet. She was nice, but actually she was very disorganized. She never had really had her shit together. And one day, while I was asking her a question and she was talking to me over, you know, my desk, like helping me with something, I could smell alcohol on her breath. Like, I was like, damn. And it was like, this is like 7:30 in the morning. And
that's the first period
of the day.
Me as a teacher.
And I could smell.
Like, I mean, whatever she needs to do to get through it, we shouldn't be judging her.
And then I would also kind of notice that she had this water bottle that she would like put like behind her computer monitor. Whoa. Like it was weirdly placed. Like normally if you just had a water bottle out, you'd have it right on the desk, mm-hmm. but she would have it like kind of tucked away on like
hidden.
Her far side of the desk. And I start telling like my close friends in the class, like, do you ever smell her breath? Like it's like, oh, like there's like, she's like drinking wine or something. And then someone points out the water bottle. They go, you know what? That water bottle always looks really suspicious. So
is it like a clear water bottle?
No, it was like a purple just sports.
Like a hydro
flask. Oh, got it. Like, she just drinking sangria.
Yeah.
So this is, I can't believe this. And I guess I've always wanted to say it because I just find it an interesting story. But I decided to distract her.
And you sipped it?
No way. I didn't go up and sip alcohol
Matt.
In school. No, but I distracted her and act like I had another question. And then my two friends went up to her desk, opened up the water bottle, took a sniff, and it was like straight up wine cooler.
No way.
I'm surprised you guys like did that. Like I've been so fucking scared.
Ballsy.
I'll never forget because I was like sitting there like, you know, she's like over my desk like, talking.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, I keep.
Could you come here? I don't know what.
Why did you
this...
leave her alone? You were the Karen of that class.
She's my educator, and it was drinking during class.
I mean, did you guys learn in the class?
Well, so here's another thing.
I'm like,
she,
I'm like
our, she was a very she said,
fuck the test, people. Y'all have fun.
She was a very disorganized teacher. She would reteach the same lesson plan. She never really knew what she was doing because she was just buzzed the whole class, not really focusing on it. All of our grades were like B's and C's. No one in the class was doing very well.
Nice.
Oh my God.
And so, and you know, it's high school. We want to have good grades to get into school, and we have just a drunk for a teacher. And
a drunk.
And I don't know. Maybe
she wasn't drunk. She was probably buzzed.
Point
I
is, she's
it.
Drinking.
It's school.
So dramatic. She was a little tipsy.
I used to sneak Smirnoff Ice into my middle school.
But
so.
I guess the thing is like, you know, they're your educator. You want them to be, you know, being 110%, you know, for you. Like, and it's a public school.
I want them at their best.
Hold on. So when did you tattletale? So when did you snitch?
So.
You're a fucking rat.
We realized.
You rat.
You're so rat.
And
straight
then
up.
Me and my friends, we went to the assistant principal office and we were like shaking because we couldn't believe like the hunch we had that she was drinking was actually true. And we went and told the assistant principal, we were like, we think Miss So-and-so is drinking during class.
Ooh!
And they were like, really? And we were like, yes. And then they go, well, they like write everything down. We wrote it all down.
Oh,
and then at the
shit.
End of the day, we walked by her classroom and there was like a box of tissues and the assistant principals were like talking to her. And she was like there at like her desk. Like,
damn.
And she got fired.
And she never came back.
Wow, that's sad though. Because I
just
mean,
made me cry.
Think about
that made
it.
Me cry a little bit.
That's actually sad. Like, I mean, she probably was going through some shit. I mean, obviously, people start drinking for a reason, and maybe something was happening, and that like that was her way of coping.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And you like took her job and her livelihood away.
Yeah, just nasty, man.
So, am I a bad person?
Oh yeah, 100%.
But I she mean, was drinking. Well, I guess
think
like,
you should,
do
should
you think I
should
have told her like? Okay, stop the drinking and give me 100 or I'm gonna tell.
There you go. Blackmail, baby.
I would have been yeah.
You must not have been taking your smart pills because if you were back then, that's exactly what you would have done.
I guess I don't want to seem like I'm like a snitch or I because I am not I'm I,
no, 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 I'm
I
think I'm it just I'm playing on... devil's advocate. I'm just saying like
no, I guess you, so because
she
I,
should not have been drinking.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely not.
And I did like the right thing to do, which is to
How
report
old were you?
That. During the time, I couldn't even, 15, 14.
You were 15? Oh, okay, never mind. I thought you were old. 15, that's crazy. 15 years old.
Yeah.
I'd have been so fucking scared to go up to the water bottle. Well, I'd like to see.
And I think just because we didn't like her as a teacher, because she wasn't a good teacher, and everyone was like struggling in the class. We like never liked it because we were hardly learning Spanish, and
Damn.
She was drunk, and our grades were low, and we just had had it with her, and we realized
okay,
she was drinking.
Okay, now you're good to go.
But isn't that crazy? I don't know. Sorry.
That's pretty good. No, that is
no,
fucking
that is
crazy.
Wild.
I didn't think it would be like that.
Remember us getting that girl fired from New Year's Eve in Chicago?
We what?
You don't remember that? Remember, we went to Chicago for New Year's Eve. And
this is when you were like drunk at a party or something, right? And you got into a fight with like the bartender.
So Natalie and David like rented out a room in Chicago for New Year's Eve, and it was just our friends. It was just us. I ordered a drink. I gave her my card, and I never got it back. So when I went to close out, she's like, "Oh, your card's not here." I was like, "Oh no, you have my card. Like you took it." And she's like, "I don't have your card." I'm like, "Ma'am, you definitely have my card." Like,
right.
And she's like, "Sir, don't." Like, and she just got real sassy with me, and she ignored me. She
but
ignored
what,
me. I'm like,
"What would her reasoning for stealing your card or not?"
Just wait.
Oh, okay,
one second.
Okay.
So
sorry, I'm ahead. I'm excited. I'm into it.
So I'm starting to get really pissed. I'm like, "Ma'am, why are you ignoring me? You have my card somewhere. Can I please? Like, I'm flying the next day. Like, I really need. That's not my only card." And she was, and she got security on me to kick me out of that room. So I was like, "What the fuck? Like, I just want my card back."
Yeah.
She's like, "You're not getting your card, you stupid little bitch." Like, it was crazy. As the security was taking me away and they weren't looking that way,
I remember.
And they dragged me out. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like, this is when I got really fucking angry because this girl was just getting her way and she knew that she lost my card. So I remember, when that happened, I literally just got out of the security and then what happened? I feel like Todd came out of nowhere and started like tackling security. It was crazy because it was just us. It was just us at this. Like, we rented out the room. There's no reason for any fights to happen, but it was all caused by this fucking girl. And so, I remember later that night,
you got kicked out.
We got kicked out. Uh-huh. Yeah, we got kicked out. You know that happened. They ended up finding my card under her station. So she dropped my card, and it went under her station.
Shit.
And I told the owner of the hotel or the manager of the hotel, and. He immediately, like, it's almost like she's done this before, and
gotcha.
She immediately fired her.
So I wonder if it was, like, she lost it, knew she fucked up, and then, like, was just being an ass, or if, like, she was like, "Your card's not here," and, like, she got annoyed.
She got annoyed because she thought that I lost it, not
She
her.
Thought you were drunk and being annoying.
Yeah.
So she was like, "I don't have it."
Yeah, but I just think it's crazy, like, she was working there, and she's like, "You're not getting your card, you stupid little bitch."
Like nanny, boo-boo, like,
yes,
just, like, it, like, just had, like, no, had nothing to lose. Had nothing to lose.
Ugh. It was nothing a new to year too.
Like
job,
she, literally day one, 2018. She lost her job. Like starting off the year.
Damn.
Right.
Oh my.
So
gosh.
Crazy.
I remember that.
I remember the next day in the morning. I was in an elevator and two guys working there were talking about. Talking about the fight.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were talking about how she got fired, literally in the elevator. Oh. Like I was in there too, and I was like, "Oh, guys, that was me that you guys are talking about." And they were like, "Oh, no way!" It was so.
Oh man.
Not that exciting of a story, but I just thought it was crazy that she had the balls to just be like, "Nanny, boo, you little bitch," and not get.
And then
fucking
security fun. Dragging you out.
I've never been more angry in my life in that moment.
But. Do you remember the one time for St. Patrick's Day when we went to that bar?
Oh.
And the lady gave somebody else. Like,
yeah. This guy was ordering drinks and he was just saying my name, racked up my bill to $500 something.
But
and
what,
I
didn't
was like,
you, "Didn't you meet the guy too? Did he?"
Yeah, I had no idea.
He said he was
gonna
get shots for everybody, right?
Yeah, and I don't know what happened, but I went to close my card out, and she was like, "It's already somebody has your card," and I was like, "What?" And then Dom had already got my card. I was like, "Why did you give it to him?" She was like, "He asked for it." I was like, "You don't give my card to somebody who's not me."
Oh my.
Like, imagine me going up and be like, "Yeah, can I get my card? Yeah, what's the name?" Matt King. And like,
did Dom do that though?
Yeah, he closed my card.
Why?
And I was like, "Well,
so
he like got it."
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, "You give it to me." And then I looked at it and it was like hundreds of dollars.
It
wasn't
it like, I remember it was like $450, $500.
Yeah, it was like
bucks.
$500.
You bought the whole bar. Oh,
and I was like, "I didn't buy this." And she was like,
"So what'd they do? You had to pay for it?"
I had to pay for it.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Crazy that you still had to pay for that.
I
when
think
it was her
the
fault.
Guy that was there was going up and saying my name.
And he knew that, like, yeah.
And he
I'm
was
always
flexing
paranoid.
The whole night too. Like,
yeah,
he was getting all these girls and stuff.
All these girls kept walking up to him and he was like, yeah, you want a drink? You want a drink? And he was like giving drinks out to all these girls.
It wasn't there a moment you saw that and you're like, "Oh, he's buying everybody drinks."
I was like, "Wow, that was really nice of him." Little did I know it was my motherfucking card.
Didn't you say you thought it was like some like you thought it was like an athlete or something?
No, he was.
I think yeah, he was a NFL like.
Oh, he was like verified and everything on.
No, well, we heard him introduce himself to a girl, so we researched and he was an NFL player.
Yeah, he was.
Ooh, we'll call his ass out. Say his name, baby.
He played for the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
Is his name Heath?
Could you imagine? No, I don't remember his name.
I don't remember either.
That's so funny.
I'll try to look it up after this to see.
Uh-huh.
He
sure, yeah, expose him.
He sure doesn't remember your name, though.
Right? He's still going around using it.
I caught somebody doing that at the bar that we go to all the time.
People saying it under your name?
Just say under my name because they know that I'm drinking there,
right.
Obviously. So they just go and just say my name. It's so fucking shitty.
That's crazy.
I'm surprised that people get away with that, though.
Yeah.
That you can just go up and say a name and that's it.
That is that's a flawed type of system to run like that. Mm-hmm.
Someone did that to me at your birthday party. I don't know. I spent like $300, $400 at your birthday.
Really?
Yes.
So people were just
under
your...
Somebody, was saying it. Oh, it was the worst.
That was Zane walking up being like, "Matt.
Oh, Matt.
It's under Matt.
It's my birthday. I'm not buying any drinks."
I remember after Zane's birthday, he walked up. He was like, "My bill's $15. I was like, "How?"
Oh, yeah.
I was
and
like,
I was the drunkest
all
there.
All night. He's like, "I don't know how it's so cheap."
That's funny.
Yo, I got shitty that night. That was a bad night for me.
That was a scary night.
Where's Zane? After an hour and a half, I was gone. Just where's Zane?
It's all right, baby.
It's all right. It's my birthday. New Year's, your birthday, you're allowed to get crazy.
It's like a free pass.
You definitely get a free pass.
Mariah, there's somewhere on the internet that says that you have 9 kids.
What?
Like on mylife.com, which I think is like
she really doesn't. She's like, what?
Yeah, someone sent it in and it says, "Yeah, this is you, Mariah Amato, August 27th.
Right.
You're from Pennsylvania." And right. It says, "As of this date, Mariah is in a relationship and has 9 kids."
What?
Yeah.
Where,
are those,
well,
are those
are
your,
you got
those
something
your
to tell me?
Are those your siblings?
Yeah, that's my whole family.
They probably think your siblings are your...
Wait, 25 years old and 9 kids.
Everything is accurate except for that one sentence.
And your net worth?
What the heck? Yeah, that's accurate.
What does it say? What does
it looks good.
You
it's like
$5 million.
$250,000.
All right, Mama.
I'll take
it.
I mean, sure.
No, yeah. I thought that was really funny that you have
nine
kids.
I love people reacting to their net worth because they're like, bitch, where?
Yeah,
show
what?
Me that.
My net worth was always low until I bought a house. And then it was like they...
Oh, wow.
Because they just take your house and then they assume.
I don't know why mine on the internet's very high.
Hey, what is
What's yours?
It's like 2.35 million.
That's a not.
Which is funny because it's like, it's like, it's just, that. It's close, but it's not that number.
You're fucking right.
You're an ass. She said,
they're a little shy.
Yeah, bitch, where?
give or take a couple hundred, but.
Guys, can we talk about the kid that was lying about being an actor?
Oh.
He like just changed his identity halfway. That?
Yeah, I heard about it.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay, so it's like Troy Becker and Paul Zimmer. And so Troy Becker or Paul Zimmer, it was like kind of, he's like 24, 25, and then he's like started this whole new identity for himself called Troy Becker, but he's acting like they're not the same person.
Right. He like posted a picture. I was like, oh my God, this looks like it could be like my younger brother or something, right?
But it was just
like
him.
A younger version of me.
Yes.
But it was him like clean shaven and like looked a little bit different.
Exactly. So he like went like silent and now he's making this Troy Becker kid take over his Instagram just because they look alike. But it's still Paul Zimmer, but this actor's Troy Becker.
Made a post like, guys, I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to give my account to the other person. They look like me and I just want them to like take over.
What?
And then the other person posted on it like, guys, this is so weird. I can't believe like this is my first post on his account.
What's the point in doing that though?
So yeah, it's just like fans, they said fans did not find this so funny. Not only did it seem that Zimmer was trying to rebrand himself as an actor by pretending Troy Becker was a different person, but he was also trying to dupe unsuspecting followers into transferring their loyalties and likes to this new account. On top of this, his apparent desperation to convince them that Becker was a teenager and therefore a lot younger than Zimmer himself left many feeling uneasy. So
weird.
That is,
I know,
creepy.
And it's weird because he's 24, but he's acting like he's like 16.
That's a jump.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
It's really freaky because David had
put him on the list to watch out for, people.
That reminds me of that documentary, Don't Fuck with Cats. Have you seen it?
No, yes. Everybody keeps talking about it.
Dude,
what is it?
It's nuts. This is like the only documentary I've ever seen where it's like, it's the way it's structured, it's like it goes from 0 to 100 and it has like all like just proof and evidence and footage. It's, I don't know how to describe it. It's just
don't say too much to give anything away because
I
want to watch it.
Okay,
well, it basically starts with
there's this. Do you want me to explain it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
basically, there was this video that was released on the internet of this guy, like purposely suffocating these kittens.
It's awful.
It's awful. And the internet just gets outraged by it. They start a Facebook group like going, "Well, let's hunt down this guy and make sure."
Yeah. It's a girl. It's a lady and a man that make this group, and they're like, "Hey, let's find
this guy," and it becomes this huge,
I've
you know, community.
There's
this
so
huge
many out there.
Online community out to find this guy, and they start piecing pieces of the puzzle together. They start putting pieces of the puzzle together,
right. And he basically finds out these people are like trying to find him. So he starts purposely posting more videos and putting little clues just to fuck with them. And it gets, I don't want to ruin it, but where it goes is insane.
Yeah,
I highly recommend you guys watch it.
It's a really satisfying like documentary to watch.
Yeah.
You know when like you go down.
So it has a good ending where you're like,
Yeah, 100%. And it leaves you talking about it. I highly recommend it.
It's such
a good
idea for a movie. Like when I watch it, I was like, I'm surprised nobody has made a movie. Like, you know what? They have made a movie like that. Have you guys seen Untraceable?
No.
I feel like Untraceable, that they got the idea for that movie from this documentary. I know this documentary didn't come out yet, but I feel like the whole situation was out.
How long ago did this documentary come out?
Like a month ago.
How long ago was the video of the guy strangling the cat? Oh,
it was a long time ago. It was like,
I think like
a few years.
How
long it took them to find this guy?
It took like 2-3 years.
Two or three years. It was like a two-three year process.
Shit.
So it was 2-3 years of just investigating and like,
yeah,
just
it was like
how
two...
far they went is like truly remarkable. Like they really did everything.
Did they like start like day one? They're like, let's film this and document us
No, I wonder
how long they looked and were like, fuck.
I think once the case was closed and more people like came forward and talked about like how the old origin of like finding out who this guy was.
Gotcha.
Then they made it. But it's just a really well
done.
Let's watch it tonight.
Yeah.
But this guy, the main guy, the guy who's like murdering the cats, and he made fake pages. Made fake fan pages. He would tell press.
You might be saying a little too much.
Oh, fuck.
But you really should see it. It captures a lot about this.
But it did remind me of what we were talking about. So that's what
there's so many people that do that shit, and it irks me. Like, how many people, like, hurt animals? Yeah. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I honestly I just, like, it well, blows like, my mind.
It's like a mental thing. And, like, yeah, that's like, when kids hurt animals, that's, like
a big sign that,
it's a big sign that they could potentially be, like, a serial.
Like, didn't, Jeffrey Dahmer go get, like, roadkill and shit and start opening them up?
Collect and, them and like, had his own, like, ooh.
Do you remember there was kids on Twitter that posted the video of them throwing the cat and they got, they found them? It went viral.
Immediately. Like, and shit like that. I feel, they find them quick. Yeah.
I'm so glad. Nobody got in so fucking. Much trouble.
That's, like, the worst. Like, that's worse than, like murdering a human.
Yeah.
Like,
but imposing it. Dude, I just saw this the other day and it made me feel so uncomfortable. I showed Mariah. It was these three kids. They were throwing bricks off of an overpass and dropping them onto cars as they were going by.
No.
Why? Like, why?
Like, it's called, like, dinging, I guess, to, like, fuck cars up. Like, they're trying to hit a car. I don't know what sick, twisted satisfaction you would get from that. But they kept dropping them on cars as they would go by, and they dropped a brick through one of the guy's windshields, and it hit him, and it killed him instantly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they got caught, the three of them, and they're getting charged.
Of course. I mean, they...
But, like, what the... That made me feel so uncomfortable knowing, like...
Ugh! That makes me so angry.
But, like, imagine, like, just driving under an overpass and, oh, God, that's terrifying.
Just be smart.
Not in courtroom 402. Not today. Not ever. There's this clip of, I don't know what happened, but, like, it was, like, a serious crime.
Oh, because they were laughing.
There was a serious crime. Like, somebody killed somebody else while it was drunk driving, and they killed another person. And so they were at trial. Mm-hmm. They were doing the trial, and this lady was, like, laughing.
Like, the person who's being convicted, their family members.
Oh, I think I saw this. Yeah.
Are you know, in the courtroom, and they start laughing, and the judge starts not having it, and then go on to
she's like, they're in pain right now and you're sitting here laughing, and literally charged her. I think she went to jail for like a day or something, but like she literally charged her.
Good.
Like,
damn good.
But like it was crazy, but it was funny that what she was saying was like, not in courtroom 402, not today, not ever.
Just,
like, oh, that's funny.
Being escorted out.
You ever see the one girl that's like talking back to the judge and he keeps bumping her time up?
She flips him
off.
And he keeps bumping up her time.
Isn't it crazy that they have like the power that they have? They could just send her.
I feel like that job's got to be so like.
I'm sure.
Judge.
Have you ever seen like the his videos always go viral of that really nice judge
who's like this?
He's like, I have three kids and I got this parking ticket. Yeah. And he's always really nice. Do you ever think that judge though, like now has this reputation of being really nice, where people like are like, oh my god, like
I hope
you're the nice
him.
Judge, and he's like, nope, those were just other times. Like you can't get off. Like I feel like bad for that judge now because he feels like he either has to be nice or is he still stern with everyone else?
Do you think other judges are looking at him like?
Probably
the nice job.
Probably. You know what I think is a weird job? Are courtroom sketch artists. Like, why is that a job?
Why is that a thing?
It's a silly thing. They go, we can't let you take a picture, but we'll hire a painter to come in.
But then
in.
They film it.
Yeah, it makes no, like, I don't.
I think it depends on which certain courthouses allow cameras in their thing. But what it's so bizarre. You can only see a sketch of somebody, but they can't be a picture of the person.
That is so interesting.
That's really interesting.
It's unnecessary.
It's silly.
It is pretty. I feel like it's a job that like used to be around like back in the day, and they just like they feel bad getting rid of it. You know what I mean? Like
they don't want to take away jobs.
Yeah, I'm sure back in the day, like before television, it was like you needed it. Like you needed a sketch of like what the person like looked like in court. And they were just like, it just didn't change with the time.
I guess it's because in many jurisdictions, cameras are not allowed in courtrooms in order to prevent distractions and preserve privacy. This requires new media to rely on sketch artists for illustrations of the proceedings. But like,
don't we have
like the right to like see what's going on in a courtroom? Do you have the right to privacy for
paint me pretty, bitch. Get my guts.
They literally have shows of courtrooms.
My parents' best friends, the mom... she's a court reporter.
Oh.
And that's crazy. I never even thought about that.
Is that fun?
So what she does is she sits there and types everything that is said during the entire
trial. Like the shorthand thing. Have you ever seen those types of typewriters? Oh. They're amazing. Like,
Like
you can press three buttons and that can equal like one word. And so they know as words are being said, instead of typing
so
letter by letter.
Wait.
Imagine getting a couple seconds behind and you're just.
The jury finds you. Wait.
They would just like pull out his phone and just click record and be like.
I'll handle it later.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
The pressure on that has got to be insane too.
Yeah, I mean, there's like they have to go to school for that, I think. But yeah, shorthand. Imagine. There's even like shorthanding, not only on the typing thing, but like they back in like the 50s, that was a big thing. If you were like a secretary, like if your boss was telling you like, all right, make sure you call this person. Say I got to book this meeting at this time. And they're like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's like a certain way you're supposed to write for like certain words and certain vowels.
Cool.
So it looks like so that or like when like you go. Pull out a letter. Like when there's always like a scene where like a boss in a movie goes, say this to this person. And like, and like they're keeping up really fast. They're doing shorthand, which is
I
like
want to learn that. That sounds interesting. Like you would write like T-E-S-H-Y. Like, and you would know in your head what that means. Like Y would be you. So you don't have to write all of. That's cool.
Cool. It's interesting. But like, it's a lost like art form.
It
now,
sounds
like
what was it like the.
Gibberish. So basically you're adding like a itiga after every vowel. So like you're zidagain, hadaga, jida, zidagi. Medagat, kidaging.
Medagat, kidaging?
Yeah.
Matt King.
Medagat,
Renegade.
It's gibberish. And then there's like, remember like there's Pig Latin?
Yeah, I knew Pig Latin.
Yeah.
What's Pig Latin?
Isn't Pig Latin where you take the first letter, you put it at the end and you add A? So like, Ariame.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Matawe.
Oh, you take the second.
Ariame.
I always used to think it was so stupid just because I was jealous that I didn't know like, how to do it. And like
people
in school
quick.
Were so good at it.
Yeah.
I couldn't speak gibberish for the longest time. And then one day it clicked and I was like, I get it. But like these two girls that I was friends with, they would do it all the time. So I couldn't understand.
Doesn't it suck when they like, you just don't know what they're saying?
That's really funny. It's funny seeing people communicate like that and you just have no idea what the fuck they're saying.
One more court thing. My uncle, the same uncle we've been talking about. Sorry. I have more uncles, I swear. But he's a court officer. And the one time he texted all the cousins. He goes, does anybody know who Bobby Shmurda is? Because he didn't know who he was. And that's when this, what is
about a week ago.
That's when that first, like, that song first came out. And he, like, sent it. He was like, who's Bobby Shmurda? And he was in the courtroom asking us because he, like, came down. It was, like, his trial.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
It was really
that's
funny.
Really
Bobby
cool,
Shmurda's
though.
Bobby still in jail, right? Is he ever going to get out?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
What do you go to jail for?
Beats me.
He like I don't know. Didn't he like confess to stuff? We should.
We have no idea.
Talk about things we know nothing about. So I am probably sound like an idiot.
I heard he killed someone.
We're just giving fucking false.
We are so like, inaccurate.
I feel like people listening are like telling their friends. Like no. Zayn and Heath said it on their podcast. And what's going on with 6ix9ine?
Isn't he coming? Isn't he out?
Isn't he in jail? Did you hear that?
He's here.
I really did hear something.
I just heard something.
Yeah.
No, that was weird.
It sounded like a door opening upstairs.
That did sound like a door opening.
What?
Is it windy outside?
No. What'd you hear?
I heard a door open. I heard it too.
I got chills. I'm getting chills.
Stop. Did you hear like a closed door or like?
It was like a door open.
Mariah is walking. Okay, well, now you're making... No, I bet nobody's here.
I'm not kidding. You can watch the footage. I don't know if you noticed. I got very distracted. I kept looking in the hallway because I thought I saw shadows walking back and forth. I swear on my life, you can look back.
Right, hold on.
And I thought
heard.
Matt was looking,
wait,
too.
Wait,
what are you doing? All right, right now, Heath is leaving the set. He's walking up the hallway. Oh, my God. I'm actually really nervous, too. So Heath right now is just in the foyer of his house looking around, shouting...
Okay, but if a door opens, the house beeps.
Oh, it does beep, huh?
No, I don't think it was anything. Trust me, we're being stupid and paranoid right now.
Yeah, but
this house
why did I get chills?
No, but it's
dude, no one's here.
Yo, we need to get our shit
together.
And
if somebody was
quick.
Here, they're doing a very bad job at giving themselves away while we're recording a podcast and now we're talking about them. Okay, Heath is going upstairs right now.
Oh god, that scared
I know
me.
What he's getting.
I doubt it's nobody. All right, he's been
Heath!
No! Please put that away.
Oh my god, put your gun away, bitch!
Please stop.
I'm protecting the group.
I know, but it makes me uncomfortable.
I am protecting the group, Matt.
Okay, he's
I know,
protecting.
But it makes me uncomfortable. Please.
It's pointed at the ground.
Matt, you're from Texas.
You're fine.
Relax.
You're fine. No. It does feel safe fucking knowing that Heath has a, like, okay, can save us.
Do you have a license for it?
Yes.
Of course he does.
Of course. Are you nuts?
Mariah, stop looking there.
I know. I'm a little. Do you want to switch places so that
I'll just be here? It's okay.
Go after me first.
I'm on edge now.
Okay, Matt, continue.
Do you remember the night Mariah called? What? Bubba, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
What happened?
You remember the night Mariah called
when
us?
When
we were in Big Bear?
Big Bear. Mariah. Oh.
Did we talk about
that? No, we didn't.
What happened to Big Bear?
I cried.
You cried because of what?
She heard the tree that was right here?
Yeah.
And it had the coffee mug on top as the star on
top. Oh, it fell.
The whole tree tipped over randomly. And
what?
Why would it fall?
The cup shattered on the ground. So she was upstairs and she just heard a cup smash on the ground.
Oh, but before that happened, I heard other things. Remember I called you first and I was like, I don't know why I just have like such a weird feeling. It's like, and you're like, it's okay. Like nobody's in the house. Like whatever. Check the rooms. Okay. Hung up. The tree falls. I start.
But she didn't know it was the tree. She was just upstairs.
Yeah.
She just heard like a cup smash.
And Heath and I, our Big Bear, and she FaceTimes us and is like you're in tears and you were so scared. And I was like, just go outside and act like a maniac.
Yeah. No, Matt goes, Mariah, listen to me. Run outside and just start screaming. They'll be more afraid of you. Just start screaming. Like, ah!
I've done that though.
But the thing was, I was frozen in fear. I could not leave that room. I was like, I was in the office. I was like, I cannot leave this room. I can't. You were like, just go get the gun. Go get the gun. I was like, you don't understand. Like, I'm frozen.
It's just so fucking scary. Like, I don't think twice about it anymore. I just call 911 immediately.
It's the worst feeling.
Oh my God, it's just so fucking scary. All right, Matt keeps looking there.
Why are you looking?
I don't know. I just feel like.
Hello?
Rarely do I get scared like this, but I am like.
Wait, please don't leave, guys.
No.
No, we all have to go look at the house.
But we should wrap this up, though. We're at it.
Oh, I'm having so much fun.
I know. I feel good.
No, let's get the hell
I'm
out of here.
Spooked.
I'm done. Take me out of the oven. I'm done.
Oh my God. Big chills. Why am I getting. I hate this feeling.
I'm getting the heebie jeebies, dog. Like, up.
Is your house haunted?
Well, because like I have to. The reason why I keep looking is because you guys can't see, so I have to be on the lookout.
No, you might think this is crazy, but sometimes I feel like somebody's living in the attic.
Dude, I feel that too sometimes. In my old house, I felt like somebody was in the attic. You know what's crazy? I never checked my attic. Bought the house and I sold it. I never looked in the attic once.
Nobody was living in your attic.
Have you heard the story?
That story is crazy.
Wait, there's multiple stories.
There's multiple stories. It's also like an urban legend.
No. There's videos of it. People coming down out of the attic. They caught it on like their inside night camera.
The thing is, I know it's true, but I'm like, not in my world. That doesn't happen.
In the middle of the night, they'll come down and
get food and go back up.
Yeah. Zane, stop.
Matt's like.
Do you have rats?
No.
Shit.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like you do have a rat in this house.
The lady that owns this house, her husband died. And I think.
Well, let's not acknowledge it.
Yeah, let's not. You're putting the vibes. You're putting the energy out.
I'm guessing a rat.
I don't want to know.
I believe my hair plugs are haunted.
Oh, shit.
He said my hair plugs stood up.
Exercise. All right. The hair plugs.
Exercise the demons.
My hair plugs.
All right. Well, that's all. That's it. That's all. Oh my God. That's all we have.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I love you guys.
I love you too, guys.
I love you guys so much.
Matt's been so happy the last couple of days. He walked out of my house and I saw him smelling the flowers. I'm like, you could tell he just got a girlfriend.
And every day is a musical for Matt. He's singing and dancing.
Oh yeah. He's like, he's chippy.
Love is in the
air. He walked out. It's not
unusual to be loved by anyone.
But before we leave as an unfiltered group, can we check all the rooms?
Yeah, okay. I'm down to do that.
All right, let's end this.
All right, guys. Well, that's it. That's all the time we have for today.
that's it for the next episode.
And this was the last podcast.
And they were never heard from again.
We upload every Monday on the Spotify, iTunes, all that podcast app, whatever. And we upload every Tuesday on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Mm-hmm. Please give us a 5-star rating. Hopefully we give you guys 5-star content.
Five star.
And email us ideas and interesting topics that you would like us to talk about.
Yeah.
I read all of them. I really do appreciate it. But yeah, just send fun things.
Can you tell them the email again?
It's zaneandheathunfiltered@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. I think. Can I just double check that?
It is Zane and Heath unfiltered at gmail.com.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're gonna go. We're gonna go check this house out and make sure nobody is in here. All right, we'll talk to you guys.
I might be a owner of a house by next podcast.
Oh my god,
goodbye.
Exciting!
Let us say goodbye to our friends.
I gotta pee.
You guys were listening.
All right, guys, we'll see you next Monday.
All right, bye, guys. We love you so much.
We love y'all.
Peace and blessings.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.